Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
I'm Ben McAdams, and I represent Utah's 4th Congressional District. Before I was elected last November, I was the mayor of Salt Lake County. It's my belief that Washington might work better if we thought about governing the country the way mayors approach leading their communities. In this podcast, I'm hoping to show you what being a member of Congress is really like, and whether it's possible to run this country the way we run our local governments. Welcome to Washington. This week, I'm in West Jordan, and it's a district work week, so I'm in Utah, and we're here at the office in West Jordan, and I'm cramming in a bunch of meetings with constituents who were working on various federal issues. And so right now I'm sitting down with the commissioners of the Utah Transit Authority, UTA, who are here to talk about some of the work they're doing here in Utah with our transit system, and some of what they hope to see with federal legislation as it relates specifically to infrastructure investment. So UTA's had a big year with, front runner ridership is doing really well. You're about to expand service on your bus lines and providing more frequent service to people. And so it's a big year for UTA, but I'd love to talk and hear your thoughts about what we're looking for going forward as it relates to transportation.
Thank you, Representative. I'm Carlton Christensen, and I'm chairman of the board and here with my colleagues Beth Holbrook and Kent Millington. And, as we look at the service district in the fastest growing state in the United States and look at the needs to meet the needs, we as an organization in working with our local governments need to look aggressively at the options that lay ahead of us and to be proactive in anticipating that growth and also in catching up in many of our areas as we live in one of the most densely populated corridors really in the United States. And I think as we do that in great collaboration, we'll see some great results and want to try a number of different ways. The transit agency is looking throughout the United States are looking for alternative ways to attack transit needs, and we certainly want to be on the forefront with that effort.
You all are new to UTA, having been confirmed and just took office in December, I think. So November 1st. So new to UTA, Carlton and Beth both worked in local government. Carlton worked with me at Salt Lake County. Beth was at Bountiful City. Kent, you've been in local government too.
I was on the Transportation Commission.
Commission. So tell me a little bit about what this is like coming into the Transit Authority. You've got your work cut out for you, but you've hit the ground running from what I can see.
Well, this is Kent Millington. Yes, I think the opportunities in transit are just amazing right now because there's a lot of attention being paid to moving an expanding population from where they live to where they work. And so there's just an awful lot of attention being paid right now to how do we do that more effectively. We can't just keep building wider and wider roads. We've got to be able to move them more efficiently. So the opportunity for us is just amazing at UTA, and the excitement around that opportunity really is hopefully we're catching fire with that, with those feelings of being able to move transportation forward.
This is Beth Holbrook, and I represent Davis, Weber, and Box Elder counties, so north of the Representative's District. And one of the things that I think is so valuable with transit that we're really trying to integrate within our communities is the fact that we have an opportunity to help to make sure that there's a housing component in some of these developments, or there's something else that can actually be that destination for that transit site. No matter what that transit site might be, it could be front runner, it could be rail, it could be tracks lines, it could be bus. One of the things that's so exciting is that buses have almost the same amount of infrastructure in some ways. And when we look at our BRT model, it's really an effective way to make sure that the growth happens along these strategic transit areas. And this is where I think it's very exciting to be engaged in transit today, And I also am looking forward to getting that information out to the communities that we know are going to be able to engage with us and give us some of that feedback and that perspective. So I do know it's a big lift, but I'm very excited to be at this time.
So Congress is looking at transportation reauthorization funding, presenting some new funding for transportation infrastructure. It's not really clear. I'm not on the Transportation Committee, so I don't have the latest and greatest information, but it's not clear whether that will happen or not. A lot of us, myself included, are pushing for this has to get done. Transportation infrastructure really isn't a partisan issue. Everybody commutes, and whether you're bus or road or car or airplane, you know, we've got to make investments in our transportation infrastructure. One of the things that I've been working on as it relates to this is legislation that I've introduced with Congressman Curtis called the Commute Act, and looking to be more thoughtful and data-driven as to how we build our transportation network. You know, the goal of transportation investment isn't to build more miles of transportation. It is to really connect people to their opportunities, whether it's work or school or even recreation. So looking at our transportation systems as connecting people to stadiums or places of employment or housing is key. And, you know, sometimes we build the transportation and then the housing or jobs follow, and that will still be the case in the future, but also being more thoughtful about looking where jobs already are or where people already are and building the transportation for that. And looking just more holistically as transportation as it relates to housing and employment. So that's one of the things that I'm working on. One of the other challenges with building a transportation network is, you know, what you want to do is you want to make it easy for people to ride mass transit. You know, a car, I can walk out to my garage, hop in a car and get from A to B. And the problem is that, you know, if everybody's driving a single occupant vehicle, it jams up our roads, and it's really not sustainable. So what we want to provide is a multimodal transportation system that a car will work for some people, but we want to make it that transit also works for others. And one of the challenges with that is making it convenient. We want, you know, so frequency of service is important, but also access to service. So I want to bring into the conversation Matt Sybil, who works at UTA, but he's also the president of the board of Green Bike. And so one of the things that we talk about in transportation and transit is they call it first mile, last mile. So connecting people, you know, you can get transportation to within a mile of people, but how do you get them that last mile to their home or last mile once they get off the front runner stop to get them to work? And so Green Bike integrated, that's the bike share program that they have in Salt Lake City, and it's looking to expand, and I'll have Matt maybe talk about that a little bit, but starting to expand it throughout the Wasatch Front is a really great piece of the puzzle for that first mile, last mile, that you can get off a train and pick up a bike and ride it 10 blocks to work, and makes transit just much more convenient. And I know in Washington they have a bike share program that I've used before. I actually ride mass transit almost every day in Washington, and bike share is a part of making it convenient and easy to get around and to access the transit system. So let me turn it over to Matt.
Thank you again, Matt Sybil, Director of Government Relations at UTA. You know, let me first reflect on the Commute Act, if I could, for a minute, because I think you're spot on, and we as transportation agencies in Utah have been working along these lines for a very long time. You know, our cousins, if you will, at UDOT have started to think about, instead of the number of cars that are going through a corridor, it's the number of people. It's how many people are moving. And so just the metrics that you use to look at these types of transportation investments is really changing. And so I think it's evolving for us to be involved with these partnerships, whether it's with Green Bike. People who are using the transit system, they want to be able to connect on that first or last mile. And so we've done some things about integrating our fare system together with Green Bike. And so in Salt Lake City, if you have a Hive Pass, it actually allows you also to, you can tap on the UTA transit system, and on the back of the card, there's a way for you to tap and use a Green Bike with the same card. And so there's a lot of unique ways that we're working to integrate these different modes of transportation. Lime scooters are kicking off in Ogden tomorrow, I think, and they've connected with us, and they would like to have a place where their patrons, which are our patrons, can park their scooters at the Front Runner station in Ogden. So there's all kinds of unique, fun things out there that are they're changing our perspectives on really what it is to be a transit agency.
Really opening up new possibilities and making the transit system that we have even better, but also exposing places where we maybe need to make additional investments in our transit system. So, you know, I just want to give a huge shout out to UTA, some really creative, innovative thinking coming out of UTA these days and really at a critical time where Wasatch Front and my district in particular is growing so fast. And, you know, people are really frustrated, understandably, at the traffic congestion. It's taking them longer and longer to get to work in the morning or to get home in the evening. My kids, one of my jobs when I'm home and when I'm back in Utah is driving my kids to baseball games or soccer games. And, you know, I know that that afternoon commute can be really bad. And the more options we can provide to people, you know, I don't think for a taking my kids to a baseball game it's going to work to take transit. But if we make it more convenient for other people to ride a bus or a train to and from work, it takes a car off the road. And, you know, we actually, my family, we are transit users whenever possible. And we, it's so convenient for us. And it does take our car off the road a fraction of the time. There are times where we need it. But I think that's one of our goals, is to just provide choices for people that can make their life convenient and easy, and to really do it in a fiscally responsible way. Because, as you said, Kent, we can't just keep making roads wider and wider. There's not the space to do that. It's also really expensive to do that. Versus Front Runner, you add another car to a train and you increase capacity. And I think there are even some challenges with that. I know the engineers would say we've got to do some more with that to electrify it and other things. But it's to expand capacity on a transit line is pretty easy. Add another bus, add another car to the train, and we can instantly expand capacity without the billion-dollar investment that you'd have in widening a road. So it's, I think, a bright future for UTA. I want to give a shout-out and kudos to you all for the great work you're doing and really moving forward transit in Utah at a time and integrating it with our roads and our housing and our jobs and everything in a really fiscally responsible way, and appreciate the work that you guys do.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for listening to Washingtown. What I'd really love to hear is from you. To follow this journey, subscribe for free on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, the KSL Radio app, and anywhere you find interesting podcasts. To be part of this experiment in making the world's most powerful city responsive to citizens, please email me at tips@loudmouthproject.com.
We would like to thank the village that made this podcast possible. Andrea Smartin, Danny Akana, Allison Hayrend, and of course, Congressman Ben McAdams. Washingtown is a production of the Loudmouth Project.